The report is based on research that underscores the importance of investing in adolescent girls who offer a variety of skills, labor, and talent to communities. It says adolescent girls are large in number and yet overlooked in many cases. The Population Council report says the crossroads that girls find themselves in could lead them down a path of risk and danger, or with the proper support, a life of prosperity and happiness. The study's lead author is public health and social policy consultant Miriam Temin. She says adolescent girls make up a significant portion of all internal migrants.
We know that internal migrants far outnumber those who are international, who tend to get the bulk of attention from international agencies and academic institutions. So people are moving within countries in very, very large numbers, and we found that many of them are adolescent girls, and in some contexts, that's actually a proportion that is increasing. We also found that, contrary to popular perception, the majority of migrant girls are moving from urban to urban areas rather than from rural to urban areas.
Temin explains that sometimes girls migrate from a rural area to a nearby town and then to a capital city.
So there's a general perception that adolescent girls' migration is bad, that it's a problem that needs to be stopped or fixed. And there has been a focus on the worst-case scenarios. So, for example, girls who are trafficked, who are absolutely in need of attention, in need of assistance, and in fact, much greater attention. But what do we know about the much more routine types of migrant situations, which far outnumber those kinds of forced migration situations where more routine kind of risks might be faced?
The report found that adolescent girls are willing to take a risk in leaving their homes based on the expectation they can improve their own and their family's lives.
There is a general perception that migrant adolescent girls who move are forced to do so. But what we found is that most girls are involved in the decision to move. They're exercising a degree of agency, exercising some choice based on their assessment of the opportunities that await them versus the opportunities at home.
These opportunities include migrating to go to school or to find work. Some girls decide to leave without their parents' permission, but Temin says more often than not, it is a decision to leave, and it's made by both the girls and her parents. The public health and social policy consultant says the study found most migrant girls make the decision to leave out of a sense of family obligations, which is not always in their best interest. That's why they need the support and safety mechanisms even before they leave home. West Africa is one region that provides such support services.
Well, in West Africa, that happens to be a region with a very long-standing tradition of young people's movement. So there is a better evidence base on the indigenous systems that exist to help out migrant children. Of course, there is also a strong evidence base on horribly exploitative labor in the region, but there is something for us to learn from and build upon.
Social support is especially important for girls who tend to be isolated, such as domestic workers, child brides, and sexually exploited girls. Temin said it's not just about having health services for migrant girls, but ensuring they are accessible for even the hard-to-reach migrant girls.
The evidence finds that, in general, traveling with an intermediary is helpful and protects a child who's on the move. So that's just but one example of a type of approach that could be supported to ensure that migrant girls are prepared before they leave, that certainly they have adequate education level, they're aware of their rights, they have full information about the migration process and what might await them when they arrive, that they're safe and supported as they are in transit, and that on arrival, they're integrated into their new communities, that they have access to social support. And this is particularly important for girls who are most likely to be isolated.
Temin said to ensure migrant girls receive the necessary attention they require, greater recognition and involvement is needed at a variety of levels. For example, governments should have a role in reducing barriers to migrant girls. International organizations that mainly focus on international migration should also include internal migration in their initiatives to serve the needs of largely adolescent migrant girls as they make their journey to a new life and adulthood. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.